Welcome to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Rutledge, your Chief Navigation Officer. I started this podcast because I wanted to talk to you about the things that aren't said about leadership and business, about what happens when you make plans but also make room for the unexpected, about the power of aligning your words with your actions. And I started it because I believe in the power of you. So if you're looking for a place that will challenge your perspectives while lifting you up, welcome. If you're looking for a place where facts and the truth still matter, welcome. If you're looking for a place where the host isn't afraid of calling out her own issues, not just yours, welcome. If you're looking for a place to just be, welcome. I thank you for being here, and I look forward to getting to know you. On this week's episode of The Rutledge Perspective, I want to talk to you about the statement, mission first, people always. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard me say that, or you may have heard me say it on the radio show, mission first, people always. And I sometimes get the question, why do you say that? What do you mean by that? That means you don't care about people. How could you have been in HR and not care about people? You'd be surprised at the kind of questions I get when I say mission first, people always. But it's such a powerful and meaningful statement that actually has people at the center, not on the fringes. Now, I first heard this statement when I got my very first human resources job after being a lead of the enterprise risk management process at this organization. And the CEO of the organization used to say it all the time. He was a former military person and fighter pilot. And he used to say it always as well. And I thought, mission first, people are like, And then as I kept working and kept thinking, I realized, you know what? If the business isn't healthy, no one has a job. That's it on its simplest level. Mission first, people always. At its base level, no company, no job. Bad company, people are out of work. Mission first, people always. They are intrinsically connected. So what does that mean for you? As not only a business owner, but as a leader. Because guess what? If you're a business owner, you're a leader. Leadership is about behavior, not about position. And mission first, people always is about a behavior, not about a position. So what do I mean deeper and broader when I say that? Here's what I mean. It is critical as a business owner and as a leader that you understand without a doubt who you are and where you are, totally aligned with that. Then getting really clear on the vision for your business, for your life, for your family, for your work. The vision must be clear. And then once you're aligned with who you are and where you are, you've got the vision of what you want, then and only then can you put action in place that will help you get it. Who you are, where you are, what you want, and what is it going to take to get there? And not only is what is it going to take, but in that what is it going to take, who are the people, what are the processes, and what are the systems that are going to need to be put in place to achieve the goal that I have set for myself? Mission first, people always. I sometimes say it another way, right? If you don't know where you're going, how do you know who needs to be on your team? Mission first, people always. And that's whether or not you're building a career or building a business. If I am trying to develop a product, how do I know who I need if I never pay attention to what the product really is supposed to do? Am I designing a solution for me, or am I designing a solution for other people? Am I building a business to impact education? Am I building a business to impact the environment? Am I building a business to impact the world of makeup, shoes, fashion, chemicals? What am I doing? And what is the thing that I am doing that helps me achieve that mission? And then and only then, who do I start to gather around me? You will often hear people say, you want to make sure that you are learning at the feet of people who have been where you're trying to go. Well, you got to get clear on where you're trying to go so you can know which people, whose feet at which you need to sit, right? Mission first, people always, learning from the right places, gathering the right experts around you, and then building your team intentionally with the skills and the attributes and the attitudes that you need to achieve that mission. Mission first, people always. And then once you build it, and you're running it, and things are going swimmingly, something happens. And you have to decide, what am I going to do now? And that trajectory runs everywhere from shutting it down and going home to, you know what, I'm gonna figure it out and we are just gonna shift and do something different and everything in between. And as you do that, it is critical that you think through, if this is where I'm gonna go, this is who I need around me. And understand that you are not passing judgment on someone's character. You are not passing judgment on how great or how poor a person they are. You are connecting the skills and attributes and attitudes that you need to achieve the mission to the people you need to put on your team. It's that simple. It's that simple. It is a purposeful and intentional decision to add to your team. It is a purposeful and intentional and compassionate decision to move people off your team, to send them away with love. If you are thinking mission first, people always, you are able to make those decisions that say, we are going to hire slow, but we're going to fire fast, because you're not making a judgment on the person. You are looking at skills and behaviors that impacted outcomes, and the outcomes were not what was intended or expected or needed for the overall mission. Mission first, people always. And when you keep that in mind, it also enables you to lead with your heart and stay compassionate and stay focused on those folks that are around you, that are in your team, that are in your village, helping you get to where you want to be. You can have those deep conversations. You can have those heartfelt, heart-led, compassionate conversations. And you can recognize that it is not unkind to be clear, that you don't have to be nasty to give candid feedback, that it is actually unkind to let people go along thinking everything is wonderful and then slam them in a performance review. None of those things is leadership. But focusing on the overall mission of where you're trying to go, why you're trying to get there, right? Knowing deep in your soul the why behind what you're trying to do, and then putting everything else in order to make that happen, that's the power of mission first, people always. And as a solopreneur or a small business owner with a team, your being able to focus on mission first, people always, is going to take your business to a completely new level. It doesn't mean you don't get to love on your team. It doesn't mean you don't get to have retreats and you don't get to celebrate birthdays and other wins and understand what's going on in people's families. That's not what that means. But it means that that is something that is gravy and ancillary and fundamental to the values of how you show up. But it is not the reason you show up. The reason you show up is your vision and your mission for that thing that you are trying to build. And if you are laser focused on that, the how and the who will take care of themselves. The right people will show up. You'll be able to sit at the feet of the folks that are going to get you where you want to be. You'll be able to attract and retain the folks that are going to move that business forward with you. As they say, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, go with the team. In order to build and retain the dream team that you need, mission first, people always. So this week, I want you to go back and look at those conversations where you've done the sandwich. You're so great. I really wish you'd fix this, but you're awesome. And what is that doing for you? I want you to go back and look at your organization and say, have I designed this organization around the skills that people have, or have I designed the organization around the mission we're trying to achieve? Go back this week and really evaluate where you're sitting, how you're sitting, and who's around you. And if in that evaluation, I can be of any service to you, go to my website, laurelrutledge.com. Connect with me on one of my social media and let's talk about how I can help you get back to that mission first, people always. And if I can't help you, I probably know somebody who can. But this time is yours. You have put in the effort. You put in the blood, sweat, and tears. You have done everything you can to stay true to this thing that you are building. Don't let that inability to separate personal and business, that inability to show up with compassion and not emotion, keep you from your purpose. You are meant for big things. You are here to accomplish that purpose, to deliver on that mission. And you need people to do it, but you need the right team around you to do it. I want you to have a fantastic week. Give yourself some grace. This is not easy, especially when you're building. It's not easy, but it is necessary. And I also know that if you decide to do it, that you will do it. Have a great week. We will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I hope this little podcast gave you a little bit of insight and gave you some information that you can take and use as you go forward. Please do me a favor and go out to your favorite podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and give us a 5-star rating and a review. That just helps to get the podcast out to more people so we can make a bigger impact. And if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, shoot me a DM. You can connect with me on my website, laurelrutledge.com. As always, I appreciate your tuning in because I know you have a choice. Hope to see you again on another episode.